that is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show. I hear melody. I hear melody. Sparkling songs of love tingle from your touch. Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians broadcasting from Radio City in New York. Pretty hot day here in New York today, and here's your host, Don Trey.
Good morning, everybody. Unless it's evening where you happen to be listening, in which case, good evening. That was Bill Bivens, except that something seems to be wrong here. Bill, you didn't put the old zing into that introduction, you know. And here's your host for today, Don Craig. What's the matter? Not feeling so well, Bill?
Everything's all right again.
Oh, come on now, William. Something's eating you. You better tell old Uncle Don all about it now.
Well, it's just that I guess with Fred taking the day off, you're conducting the Glee Club numbers today.
Well, sure, but...
And I suppose you're singing a solo.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am, but...
Well, doggone it, then. I think I should at least announce the numbers and be the MC here. You don't have to be the big shot all the time, do you?
All right, Bill. If you're going to feel that way about it, you're sure you can handle things, make everything come out right on time.
Nothing to it for a Bivens, young man.
All right, just let me get my solo out of the way here, and you can take over the whole works, Bill. Here's Shadrach with Leon Gray on the trumpet solo.
And big shot, John Craig singing the bass solo.
Thanks, Bill.
Children from the land of Israel, and they took a trip into the land of Babylon. Now Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. He took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Worship the idol. Oh no, you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. The king put the children in the fiery furnace. Heaped on the coals and the red hot brimstone. Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. Burned up the soldiers the king had put there. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there!" when he saw the power of the Lord.
And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
thank you.
Jack Abednego.
Hey, come on, Bill. Where's the applause?
For what? For what?
All right. Sabotage, I call it. Well, that was Shadrach. And now here's old Sour Grapes Bivens, who wants to announce the rest of the show. Now, look, Bill, this thing's got to be off the air at 11:29 and a half, and it's up to you.
May I say that you put things in perfectly capable hands, Mr. Craig? I'll show you how to make this show really move. Now, friends, listen. The orchestra plays and Stuart Churchill and the Glee Club sing. A song based on Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 4, entitled As Years Go By. That'll show you. This one's easy. The orchestra plays the old favorite, Margie.
So you're doing fine, Bill. I guess I'll go out for coffee.
And here's lovely Jane Wilson to sing All My Love.
Sure, you don't want me to take over this emceeing job now?
Oh, no, you're sick of your conducting and singing, young fellow. Old man Bivens will take care of the announcing. Right now, here's Joe Marine to sing for Nick Marine of Seaport, New Jersey, My Heart is a Hobo.
About rods and reels. My heart is a hobo, loves to pull from Omar Khayyam, hates the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart. Thank you. I am. Hate the stodgy guy that I am. And though it's strange, I just can't change my heart.
A wire from our golfing boss, Fred Waring, reminds us of something we didn't really need reminding of. Today is the birthday of Fern, who will always be our lovely lady of the violin. So it's happy birthday and the best of everything to Fern away out west. Well, Bill, I put you on again. Here's another announcement.
Well, now listen, I'll show you a thing or two. The orchestra, directed by Fred Tully, plays. Jane Wilson sings, and the Glee Club also sings. Love it.
You're sure we're coming out on time now, Bivens.
It's Bill Bivens. There's nothing to the time angle, though, but look who's here now. There's the inner dandelion, Joe Marine, to sing Tallahassee.
Listen, all you people on the south of the day. Oh, won't you listen to the friendly advice? About a quarter after seven, we'll be pulling into paradise. When you see land, kind of green and grassy. Beneath the moon, right beyond compare.
When you hear Blue Jays chirping high and sassy,
and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air. When you see folks all polite. back and clap it. And every smile bids you stay and rest. Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee. That Southland at its best. Out of the window of the train, how in the world can you complain? You ought to see how it shines, the way it shines on the pine.
When you hear blue jays
chirp, chirp, chirp,
so sassy.
You take a sniff of the cooking, hanging on the evening air. When you see folks all polite and classy, and every smile bids you stay and rest. Get off that train.
You're in Tallahassee, the capital city of Florida, and the Southland at its best.
But Dixie's at its best.
Well, it's time now to hear from the Glee Club and Stuart Churchill. He's saying, look for the silver lining.
Well, you sure you don't want us to kill a little time, Bill? This is our last number, and it's pretty early, you know.
Now, look, Bud, I know what I'm doing. Let's
well, I hope so, but incidentally, didn't you forget to say who's conducting this number?
Might I ask who cares?
My mother cares.
Oh, all right, then. Conducted by Craig Don Craig.
Thank you.
applause?
I don't know, Bill.
You're not through, are you, Don?
Your show, you know.
Only 11:27. A little more applause, isn't it?
Look, Bill, you're the guy that wanted to keep this show moving, aren't you?
Yes, but,
Well, look. You moved us right into a peck of trouble with Fred Waring, NBC, the Coast to Coast Network, producer Paul Knight, and...
Gosh, we've got to do something. I'll be fired.
All right, wise guy. Maybe Fred Cully's got an idea.
Come here, Fred.
What's the matter, boys? In trouble?
Well, look that way.
It looks like you're in between the devil and the deep blue sea, doesn't it?
I think you're right.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, that's just what we'll play for you.
You're grand.
Oh, marvelous.
John Craig speaking. Hope you enjoyed our show. I guess Fred Cully and the orchestra saved the day for Bivens and Craig, who you'll be happy to know have made up and are living happily ever after. Fred will be back tomorrow to do the worrying over the timing, and we hope you'll be back to do the listening. Bye. Bye.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.